Patriots, I hope you guys are having a great day. We are going to get started here. We've got so much to talk about. Our wonderful president, of course, won huge yesterday in this amazing Super Tuesday. Was anyone surprised? I don't think anyone was surprised about that one tiny bit. And here is our wonderful Dan Scavino celebrating that we are the champions. Love him. Check it out. Okay, I hope all of you guys are old enough to know that song, remember that song back from back in the day, and what an honor it is to be part of what President Trump is doing and what the Lord is doing and what you know, just getting to be a part of it and fight in this battle. Love that. Love that we are the champions, that we are fighting alongside the Lord, and this is the great day of battle, the Armageddon. So, if you're new here, my website is freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. Check it out. I think you're going to love it. We talk about how this is biblical. This is the end times for these criminals, and we're going to see them defeated. I'm going to show you a bunch of that today. So, first, let's talk about the end of the Democrat Party, the end of the old guard. Which one do you want to do first? let's do the end of the Democrat Party. Look at what the blacks are saying. They realize that they have been played for a bunch of chumps. Check it out.
Immigrants in, turn them into citizens, give them the right to vote. Thereby, we reduce our dependency on the black vote on election day. They are literally giving these migrants black people's resources, from food stamps to housing to jobs to clothing, you name it. Taxpayers are not getting what they pay for, but folks who never paid a tax a day in their life, nor whose ancestors built this country, are being completely ignored. It's the takeover. To bring some of them brown people from across that border and let me pay them pennies on a dollar under the table. And the reason they love the brown people instead of the black people is because we are an obligation to America. We built it. So we're an obligation. We're the nuisance that they don't want. But when brown people show up, their ancestors didn't build this country. They come into a place better than the place that they're leaving. They will keep their mouth shut. They will not agitate. They will never become a political problem because they feel it is a blessing just to be here.
And it is. And that's the thing that's outrageous. They have used us, they've used the black people, and now they're just basically bringing in people for voters. And they know that these people won't say a word because they know, the ones who've come across, they know that with that, just that quick, if they cause any trouble, they're gone. They can be deported. And they can't deport us. they can't get rid of us. Yeah, they could throw us in jail or whatever. But the point is, they want supplicants, whatever, people who will just be quiet, not say a peep, and just let them do whatever they want to do. And that's not us. And that's what's so great. Okay, if you don't do anything else, share this video for this one reason. Just right at the beginning, tell everybody, watch this little clip right here, because this is the end of the Democrat Party. We all realize we've been used by both parties, to be honest. But they've used us, and we're over it. And so everyone needs to really jump on the bandwagon to join together to fight the ones who've been using us all these years. Okay, so then Laura Ingraham said, this is the end of the old guard. Okay, I want you to check out what she has to say right here.
But all in all, this is an overwhelming rebuke of the old establishment. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but there's no other conclusion other than maybe Vermont. But right now, I think it's Nikki Haley's opportunity to reach toward the party that is moving and has moved, I would say, in a much more populist direction. You know, Trump could have kind of reached out.
Well, I want to think about why would he reach out to Nikki Haley, but that's a whole other story. But this is the end of the old guard. This is the end of their, it really, it's a uniparty. We know that. And that's what she's really talking about. So this is huge. What happened yesterday and November 5th, I've heard, is going to be the biggest day of, for our country's history, I think, and I've even heard for the world history. Because why? Because this is when we take down this criminal network. That's what we're doing. That's what we're witnessing. And enjoy the show. I'm not really going to talk about Nikki. It's not about Nikki. It's about us. It's about she was trying to be the representative of the old guard, and we're not having it. We're just not having it. We're all over it. And I just pray that we will all join together by the time November 5th rolls around, so that if they do try to steal it, if they do try to say Biden won, that we will all be up in arms and say no way, and be ready for a military action to remove these ones who are usurpers. By the way, did you guys see my post this morning? I posted about President Trump. I should go get it. I should go grab it and see if I can. But President Trump is in the art of the comeback. I'm going to actually, you know what? I'm going to just do a quick search for the work, the book, The Art of the Comeback. I'm going to show you this super quick. This is not on my schedule to do, but I've got to show it to you. So The Art of the Comeback, let's see if I can find this image real quick. I want to show you this. He did, you know, we've all heard of the art of the deal. Here is the art of the comeback. This is President Trump. Look at this. Okay. Have you ever noticed that every king has, for all their portraits, they are always holding a globe, an orb. And I just find it very interesting. You guys know President Trump is from both lines of Judah. I've told you guys that before. If you aren't familiar with that, go to my channel, freedomforce.live, and go to the videos right here, the video playlist categories. And there's one called Trump, and just search a line of Judah or something like that. And he's from both lines of Judah. It's a long story. There's two lines of Judah, the Pharaoh's line and the Zara line, and he's from both. It's amazing. So check it out. So, you know, truly these people who've taken over the throne of England are usurpers. That's why I think they're all, you know, stepping down from their public events. I just find this very interesting that look at this picture. It says President Trump, the art of the comeback, and he's holding an orb. I just find that so very, very interesting. And look at what's inside it. I don't know. It's probably really too small for you to see, but you can just search the picture. It's got a kingdom inside it. It's got like a castle, like a kingdom. You know, because I think he knows his own personal destiny. He also knows our destiny as America, that we're going to set the world free. This is the destiny. We are the Omer. This is the Omer bundle behind me. We are America, and we are going to set the whole world free. And this is God's plan. Whether somebody agrees with it, doesn't agree with it, doesn't matter, because it's happening before their very eyes. And then President Trump is destined to lead us into this beautiful kingdom. And they always hold a gold orb, like they are the ones who are controlling the gold. And he's holding an orb that has, isn't that neat? He's holding an orb that has a kingdom. Like our Lord Jesus told us to pray. A million times we prayed, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. We want the kingdom of Christ on earth, as it is in heaven. All right, at the end, I'm going to show you. Actually, I had a special request from Sandy Jacobs. Shout out to Sandy Jacobs. She asked me to do a video, and I'm going to do a special video specifically on it, but I want to go through chapter by chapter of the Bible so you can kind of piece it together. I'm going to try to hurry and get to that point, but anyway, that's going to be at the end. Anyway, this is what President Trump said last night. One of the things that he said in his victory speech, he's saying, Biden is the worst president in the history of our country. There's never been anything like what is happening to our country. Today, it was just announced they flew 320,000 migrants, flew them in over the borders to our country. They admitted it. We've been talking about it, but now they have admitted it. I guess there was no other way about it than to admit it. They want open borders, and open borders are going to destroy our country. Let's hear what President Trump has to say.
He's the worst president in the history of our country. There's never been anything like what's happening to our country. Today it was announced that 325,000 people were flown in from parts unknown. Migrants were flown in airplane, not going through borders, not going through that great Texas barrier that I was with the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, the other day, and we were looking at the job they're doing. But in the meantime, they're pouring into California and they're pouring into Arizona because those governors aren't doing anything. They're doing nothing. But today it was just announced before I came out. It was unbelievable. I said, that must be a mistake. They flew 325,000 migrants, flew them in over the borders, into our country. So that really tells you where they're coming from. They want open borders, and open borders are going to destroy our country. We need borders and we need free and fair elections.
Yes, yes. So that was part of his victory speech. So I don't think anyone was surprised. And yeah, I'm glad to have Nikki win D.C. as the queen of the swamp, as President Trump named her, the queen of the swamp. That tells you everything you need to know, right? All right. So here is the article right here. The politicsbrief.com says that Biden administration smuggled over 320,000 illegal migrants into the U.S. through a secret flying program. Customs and Border Protection have refused to disclose information about a program last year secretly chartering flights for thousands of undocumented immigrants from foreign airports directly to U.S. cities. We've had people do undercover videos and what's going on? Where are these people coming from? What's going on? They finally had to disclose it. It means that while record numbers of migrants were flowing over the southern border last year, the Biden White House was also directly transporting them into the country. The use of a cell phone app enabled the nearly unnoticed entry by air of 320,000 foreigners with no legal permission to enter the United States. Yeah, people need to see this. And this is what this guy right here is, you know, up in arms about, because he realizes, and everyone else needs to realize, they're doing this to try to steal the vote and potentially. Some of them are here for nefarious purposes, no doubt. No doubt. This is a wild deal. This is what the way it had to be. This is the way it had to be. It has to be where it's so obvious, so horrifyingly treasonous that it wakes everyone up. That's what it is. Yeah, and it's a very dangerous time. So we're just going to continue to pray, and the Lord's going to surround us with His heavenly host, and we're going to get through this. And we're getting pretty close. Here it is, March 6th, 2024, and we've got maybe till September, maybe till November 5th. We'll see. We will see. Who knows what they might try to pull? What stops they might want to pull out? Yeah, treason. President Trump posted that about the migrants being flown in. Crazy, crazy. Your tax dollars and mine at work. Okay, so here's what the CBS News entrance poll. They do, you know, exit polls after people vote, and they do entrance polls. This one was, did Biden win legitimately in 2020? I'm surprised they asked this question, and I'm surprised that they told the results. 88% said no. 88% of the voters recognized that Biden is illegitimate. 88% of this, of course, this is Republican caucus voters that are being asked. We know that he was not legitimate. We are 88%. There you go. That's a law of percents right there. Okay, so now let's talk about President Trump and Elon. President Trump went and met with Elon Musk seeking campaign donations, the New York Times reports. I don't know where they got their information. President Trump has not truthed that out, but they have reported this in the New York Times that President Trump is asking for donations. And I'll tell you, the man has lots of extra money. He does. The richest man in the world, and even richer than President Trump, which is a lot. And so, yeah, I feel sure that he will gladly support his campaign. Of course, Elon is already supporting President Trump's campaign just by having a free and fair platform over on Twitter. So thank you, Elon, for that. All right, so this is something, I'm not going to play it for you guys, but did you guys see about Ryan Garcia? Have you ever heard of Ryan Garcia? He told Andrew Tate, I'm not going to play it because it's very colorful language that he used. He tells Andrew Tate that he was held down and forced to watch children being, you know what, adding that Bohemian Grove is real. The statement comes just days after Garcia released a video claiming his Instagram account was hacked and his cards were locked. I find this very, very interesting because Andrew Tate was also, by all accounts, was railroaded, and because he was trying to expose the truth. And now professional boxer Ryan Garcia is having the same thing to happen to him. These brave people who expose these child molesters. And this, he says, Bohemian Grove is real. We've been talking about that for how long? At least 7 years. And trying to expose what the elite do. And of course, if anyone's watching the show and you're new to all this, make sure you guys to share this information, because share this video because and like it. Make sure to like it so people will be able to see this video. The reality is, and if you post this on social media, it'll probably be, you know, banned, whether it's YouTube, you know, or Facebook. You can put this on Twitter now, I think. But clearly, if you are unfamiliar, Bohemian Grove is a place where the political elite go and get people there and have them join in with their evil, whatever evil things they want to do at this place. So similar to Epstein Island. And then they have them on video that they are all part of this evil brotherhood, basically. And they join in, and that's how they get to be rich and powerful. That's how they get to be in these political positions. Not every one of them, of course. We've got the few like Matt Gaetz, but they fight like crazy to get these people out or make them ineffective. This is a different day. This is the day when the Lord has given us strength. It says in the Bible, in one of the minor prophets, I'm going to show you this one real quick. And these are my books on end times, because it says in one of the minor prophets, it says they will look at each other with great fear, knowing, and say to them each other, they have found strength in the Lord their God. And I didn't ever really know what that verse meant, but now I realize the Lord is giving us strength to overcome everything that the lies, the deception. How is it that you are awake? How is it that, you know, that Brideon took it upon themselves, and Mike Adams, amazing patriot, and all the wonderful patriots over at Brideon.com, and they're putting out patriot videos every day as fast as they possibly can, you know, exposing the truth day after day after day, spending untold amounts of money. Make sure to go and support them. Brideon.com/Melly. Go over and support them. They have all kinds of wonderful products that you can absolutely trust. You know, you never know with some of these, you know, if you get something in the store, what is it? You know, is it really what it says on the paper? You know, with Mike Adams, I've been to his location where he tests all of his products. Go to Brideonstore.com. If you haven't been there, go to the links right here, Melly's health links. I've got information about it right there, but freedomforce.live/health. Thank you again, Mike Adams, and all the team at Brideon for everything that you do. Brideonstore.com. All right. So, but anyway, the point is, we found strength in the Lord our God. We found strength in to overcome the attacks on our health. We've overcome. We found ways to overcome their attacks on our country, on the truth, on everything. The Lord is giving us this strength. And then, but this is the one I was just saying I was going over there to show you something. But anyway, these are the books about end times and 1,000 years of peace. This is the one detailing how they use, this is the beast. They utilize this evil demonic system to take over the church and the state. Anyway, I go into that all in 1,000 years of peace. And then I'm going to show you more the Bible stories about how this is biblical. This is what's happening before our eyes is literally biblical, and the Lord gave us a roadmap with all these Bible stories. Anyway, I'll get to that here in just a minute. All right, so yeah, I wanted you to see that. I'm not going to play it, but pray for Ryan Garcia, because he is in their target right now. He's got a huge following. He's exposing all this, and they shut down his account. And so he went on Andrew Tate to try to get to be able to speak the truth. So, I don't think they're going to be able to stop him. I think that, but anybody that has him on there, they're probably going to ban them or try to find a way around them. The great news is we have X now. We have Truth Social. We have Getter. We have Telegram. We have Rumble. We have BitChute. We have places where we can speak the truth, which is amazing. So tell everybody, if you want to hear the truth and not and come out of this matrix, go to these alternative sites. And again, these are my sites right here. Truth Social. All the different ones right here. You'll know the real Melly. And we can speak the truth. If you guys been here long enough, you know that I used to have to go on and hold up a card of a word that I was trying, I knew I better not say. I don't have to do that anymore because I can just speak the truth. It's really great. All right, so I want you to see that, Ryan Garcia exposing this. More and more are having the courage to come out and speak this truth. Amazing. Thank you, Lord, for them and bless them and protect them. All right, so I want you to see funny news. Who's ready for some funny news? She is right now, I think as we speak, they're having a meeting at the House of Representatives in Georgia about what she has done and what they're going to do about it. So here's a Georgia commission with powers to discipline and remove prosecutors like Fani needs only Governor Brian Kemp's approval before it can begin operations, possibly disrupting Fulton County's district attorney Fani Willis's prosecution of former President Trump. So supposedly Brian Kemp is going to have to sign it. And I put this, let's see. Yeah, what's Kemp going to do? Is he going to sign off on this or remove her? I really don't think politically that he has any option. I really think that he is in a position where everybody knows that the gig is up. And if he doesn't, then it'll reveal that he is one. And we already know he's a rhino, but it'll reveal to everyone else, hey, come on, dude. How could you leave her in this position and have them continue to go against President Trump when she's clearly broken, you know, all these the laws? She needs to be removed from her position entirely. So we'll see. The state house voted 97-73 on Tuesday for Senate Bill 332, sending it to Kemp. The Republican governor has said he will sign the measure. He said he will sign it. We'll see if he does. Though Kemp signed legislation last year creating Prosecuting Attorneys Qualifications Commission, it was unable to begin operating after the state Supreme Court in November refused to approve rules governing its conduct. Now, that's something we need to dig into and figure out, why did the Supreme Court not want to allow it? It might be because it appears likely overstepping their bounds. Justices said they had grave doubts about their ability to regulate the duties of district attorneys beyond the practice of law. Of course, George Soros wants it where the DAs are in his pocket and under his control. And I bet you $5 that's exactly what this commission was about, that the state Supreme Court of Georgia refused to authorize. That would be something interesting. I just found this. I wanted to make sure that you guys knew. So today might be the day when Fani has to go bye-bye. We'll see. All right. I'm sure you saw this, that Ukraine war architect Victoria Nuland resigns. Interesting little scuttlebutt yesterday on the news was that she is not leaving. She's getting out with a getting good. She's getting out because she knows that the whole Biden thing is going down in flames, and she does not want to be a part of it. So she's moving into another position of evil power with the intelligence community. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But she was the Undersecretary of State. And so now she's moving over to who knows what evil scheme they've got cooked up for her to do next. So either way, whatever she's doing right now, one day she will be in a military tribunal for her crimes against humanity and this Ukraine war. Yeah, it's coming down. And that's why they're fighting like crazy, because they don't want to be under Nuremberg trials that are legit, real Nuremberg trials, not the ones where the people get away scot-free. And you notice that President Trump posted scot-free. Look at my most recent video, because President Trump posted scot-free the other day. That was great. I thought that was great that he misspelled it. Misspellings matter. Yeah, the whole thing about scot-free, the whole thing about it, but scot-free actually produced this movie called White Squall, and it's about basically a huge storm, and that the whole storm is just churning and to destroy all these evildoers. All right, next. This is some good news. Who's ready for more good news? Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and other Wall Street firms are pulling back on the DEI initiatives. How about that for something to make your day? I love it. Who is happy about that? I'm very happy to hear about that. I am sick of this DEI to pieces. So yeah, to get them to stop is, and there was another group I saw that was stopping their DEI. So this is a big deal. They were pushing that thing with the pedal down hard, but now they're realizing they've got to back up from it. I don't know why, because I don't know, you know, if anyone has any ideas on why, put it in the comments below, because they'd care nothing about the law. They are, as the Bible calls, the man of lawlessness. They care nothing about the law. So why are they doing this? Are they being forced to do so? Maybe by the White Hats? I don't know. The era of a company's commitment to DEI taking precedence over its commitment to equal opportunity seems to be slowly coming to an end. Yay. Goodbye to DEI. That's awesome. All right. So this is something hugely important. I posted a video about Ken Paxton yesterday Ken Paxton is the Attorney General of Texas. He came on Bannon, said, of course, Texas is hugely important if we're in the Electoral College, because if Texas falls and becomes a blue state, then it's game over. They never have to worry about elections anymore. They could do anything they want to do, because if they have all the electoral votes for Texas, then none of the flyover states would matter one hill of beans. Right now, it's pretty much 50-50, mostly because California was turned blue, and New York is blue, and those are the two giant electoral vote-getting states. As you know, and then Florida is always in play, thankfully, and has gone Republican most of the time. But anyway, so those two have really skewed everything more to the Democrats, and if they get Texas, it would be game over. Okay. So now they went against, makes me so mad, all these rhinos went against Ken Paxton and tried to remove him. By the mercy of God, he was not removed. He's still there. And but they removed his ability go against election fraud, to prosecute election fraud crimes. They removed that. That was constitutionally his authority, his duty to under the Constitution of Texas. But now they have removed this. Some rogue Court of Appeals individuals removed that. Well, now he said he needs to get this back so that he can prosecute, that's the word I was looking for, prosecute election crimes. They, of course, don't want him to do that, because Ken Paxton is tough as boot leather. And he is not shy at all to do the right thing. And he's extremely intelligent and able to prosecute all these crimes. They don't want that. What do they not want? They don't want, you know, anybody looking into these elections. So he went out yesterday and he promoted three individuals. Let's see if I find the name on here. I don't think the names are on here. Whatever their names are, maybe they're on here. It was these three individuals. Okay, here we go. That one. Schenck, Parker, and Finley. Look at there. Finley won. I didn't know that last night if he was going to hold out, because it's now at 95% of the vote. Schenck, Parker, and Finley. Now they have it checked off. Those were the three that he wanted on this Court of Appeals so that he can get this right to prosecute election fraud again. Praise the Lord. You're like, well, I'm in Florida. What do I care about Texas politics? Because if Texas goes the way of it goes blue, it's over for the country. Okay, so that's why it's super important. Okay, I just wanted you to see that. That's very good, and I'm so happy that Ken Paxton got who he wanted in there, because these people are rule of law constitutionalists who will make sure that things are done properly. Love it. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. So that's so exciting. I love winning. I'm big on winning. President Trump is big on winning. We're the champions, right? You want me to play that again? I love it. I'm so happy. All right. So then, okay. We're ready to do this. Okay. Are we ready? Okay. I've got 19 minutes. That should be enough time for me to do this. Okay. You know what I need to do super quick is I need to make sure that everybody gets to see that we have our show coming on right now. This is let me look it up real quick, you guys. Bear with me. Just stay tuned, and I'm going to, because I didn't even tell everybody that we were having our show right now, and they're probably like, where is Melly? Well, we're right here having our live show on Brighteon. Let's see if, yes, that's it. Okay. There we go. I think that's it. Yes. Thank you guys for being patient with me. And now we're good to continue. All right. So the next thing I want to show you guys is this is the table of contents for the Bible. All right. And so I want to kind of go through briefly and give you kind of an overview of what, and you've heard me tell all these Bible stories. I'm going to kind of try to give you a summary and walk you through step by step. All right. So this was just someone had taken this from their Bible, and they had written down, they color coded it. I thought that was kind of good that they had done that. All right. So the law, what they call the books of the law, are in green. You see the deep green. Hopefully you can see this. Okay. So Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. If you want to read anything about our ancestors, if you want to read anything about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, you want to read about their history, go to the book of Genesis. And then, of course, Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, that he had 12 sons. Those 12 sons are listed, are in the book of Genesis also. And one of those sons, of course, was Joseph. And so all that's basically the end of Genesis is telling the story of Joseph. So that whole history of this family that the Lord chose to use like an incubator for God's people until they were ready to go into all the world. Okay. That's basically what the book of Genesis is. Of course, Genesis is the creation and all that, but the giant bulk of Genesis is talking about the family of Israel. All right. And so when I talk about the family of Israel, I'm talking about God's people. As our Lord Jesus said, that the Lord could make the children of Israel out of these stones, out of stones. He doesn't, you know, and even Abraham was not an Israelite when he was first called to be this. Remember the great promise? He went out into the night sky and he looked up at the stars. He says, can you count these stars? Count them if you can. He says, this is how many children you will have. It's not about yes, he had lots and lots of children, physical, but it's about those who have the same faith as Abraham, those who love God, who love humanity, who want to work for the good of humanity. And that's what we're seeing in this amazing battle of Armageddon, is that the people who are fighting, they may be from every different creed in the world. They may not believe exactly like we do. They may not even know the Bible, but in their hearts, they're fighting for humanity. This is what Sandy and I were talking about it yesterday. It's really amazing. Truly amazing how the Lord is using people from every walk of life, because it's about the heart. Look, the Lord looks at the heart. And the church, let's just be honest, the church by and large is stone cold asleep. That's unfortunately the situation. Okay, I'm going to get a quick drink of water. Okay, so next. Now, the book of Exodus, of course, when Joseph and they all went to live in Egypt, well, Exodus is as when they exited Egypt. So that's the story of Moses and leading the people out of captivity across the Red Sea. This is the whole Exodus with all the plagues and all that. That's in the book of Exodus. Then you have Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Those are the Leviticus is... The way you can remember that is Levitical law, the Levites, one of the tribes is the Levites. They were the priests, and they were the ones who ran the worship to make sure that the worship was done properly and that they didn't allow any demon worship and all that. And then the Numbers is about the different events that happened to them when they were in the wilderness. Remember I've shown you the picture of the tabernacle and then all the tribes around the tabernacle. That's basically Moses would strike the rock and water would pour forth or they just different events. That's in the book of Numbers. And then Deuteronomy is deuter means law. So this one talks a lot about the different laws and Leviticus does too, but specifically pertaining to how to keep the to have run the religious worship of the Lord. All right, so those are the ones, the books of the law. So basically, this takes us all the way through until they are ready to go into the promised land. You know, they spent 40 years going round and round and round in the desert, in the wilderness. And so the books of the law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, take us all the way from the beginning of the creation, all the way through the selecting of this family, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to be this chosen family, and then all the way through the first captivity, which was in Egypt, until they were ready to enter into the promised land. But that doesn't take them into the promised land in those green ones, the books of the law. So next you have the book of Joshua. Joshua was the assistant of Moses, and so he was the one who was helping him to run things, and so he was given this mantle to be the next leader of the people. And so Joshua led the people into the promised land. He led the first battle, which of course was the Battle of Jericho. And so they crossed this river. Was it the Jordan? I think it was the Jordan. Yeah, it was the Jordan, much smaller than crossing the Red Sea. But again, the waters parted and the Lord allowed them to go across, and they were able to defeat many of the enemies. Yeah, it's a long story. I can go into right now, but Joshua was leading the people there. Then you've got Judges. Judges includes people like Samson, which I've told you, the one who brought down the temple with the two columns, which represents the church and the state, and brought it down on their heads. I talk about this. If you're not familiar with the story of Samson, go to my book, End Times, This is Biblical. I tell the story of Samson and what I really think the truth was about Samson, because I think that we've been misled about Samson a lot. All right, so then you've got more judges. Let's say Deborah. Remember the story of Deborah? I've got this one in the book too. I've got in the 117 Bible stories. The one about Deborah is, I told you about Jael. Looks like Jael, J-A-E-L. And these are amazing women who were used to set free the people of Israel from under their horrible oppressors who were stealing their food and taking their children and just so awful. And so Deborah and Yael, remember the tent peg through the skull? Remember that one? That's it. That's in the book of Judges. Also, you've got, what's his name? Oh, the guy who is such a bad prophet. He was a prophet for profit. Balaam. He was one of the judges, but he was not a good judge. Anyway, all right. So then you've got the book of Ruth, which is a beautiful story, basically of how our Lord Jesus came through the line of Ruth, who was a Moabitess. So it's just chronologically it fits in right there. Then you have 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel. 1 and 2 Samuel Samuel was one of the of the prophets, and he was one of the ones who was the one to lead the people, but they wanted a king. I was just thinking about that, you know, when I was posting about the kings holding the orbs and all that, and that, you know, we've got President Trump in that picture I just showed you. He's holding this orb, but he's not like these authoritarian tyrants. You know, the Lord says you're going to be sorry if you have a king, because if a king is going to want to take, he's going to tax you, he's going to want to take you to war and all this. And so they're like, but we want a king anyway. Well, all the nations of the world pretty much have a king, an authoritarian dictator who tells them how it's going to be. We are very unique in America that we have a constitution. I was just telling that when Galloway was, won an election. He was installed in the House of Commons, I think yesterday. He had to swear allegiance to the king. To the king. I don't want to swear allegiance to a king. I want to swear allegiance. I swear allegiance to Christ. But we swear allegiance to the Constitution, because a king can be willy-nilly changing one minute, like with the wind. Well, we swear allegiance to the Constitution. Very, very different. Anyway, so Samuel was the prophet, and he was leading the people. He would hear from the Lord. He would tell them what to do, and they didn't have to go to wars. They didn't have to be taxed, and so everything was beautiful. Well, you know, they said, no, we want a king anyway. Well, they said, okay, fine. So he anointed, the first one he anointed was Saul. Long story on that. Turned out to be bad, bad choice. But this is gave them an idea and then of how evil it could be. And then he anointed David as the king, King David. So if you want to read stories about King David, pretty much go to 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, and you'll see the story of him being anointed and then becoming the king, and how we're moving forward through history. You see chronologically how we're moving forward. And then after David passed, then his son Solomon was coronated, and then all the other kings. So you've got 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles. All these kings, the stories are, you've got one king who's good and then two kings who are bad, and then you've got one king who's good and then three kings who are bad and leading the people to do all this Baal worship. I've told you many stories like about Jehoshaphat and about Josiah. Those were good kings. And then I've told you about Manasseh and all these others who were bad kings who led the people to do all this Baal worship. And eventually they had to be removed from the land because the bad kings had brought in all this evil. And they had to be removed physically, taken into captivity again into Assyria. All right. So if you look here, you'll see in the purple, you'll see Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. If you remember Esther, she's the one who went to Babylon, and she became the queen. And she helped to save all the people. That's the story of Esther. This is basically the stories of in the Babylonian captivity. Actually, we have Daniel over here. Daniel was really, he's another who was in the Babylonian captivity, but it's over there because he has other prophecies that I want to go into if I can go fast enough. Anyway, so these right here are chronologically where they're now in the Babylonian captivity because they had done this evil. Remember, I've told you about Nebuchadnezzar coming in and surrounding the city and removing the people, rich and poor, whatever, off to Babylon. And that's what happened there. But then after, I don't know, a lot of years, was it 490 years? I think it was almost 500 years. They were able to come back and they had to rebuild the walls. Remember I've told you about that? Nehemiah and Ezra came back and rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. And so that's what this is about, them coming back to rebuild the walls. Which is what basically is happening on right now. We're going to rebuild our country. The minor prophets talk about this. The minor prophets talk about how we're going to rebuild our cities and live in them and have peaceful places. All right, so these right here in the middle, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Songs, those are beautiful poetry, beautiful songs that the basically the worship music for God's people throughout time. And they really go into all, some of them talk about historical events like the crossing of the Red Sea. Some of them talk about, you know, just future events in the millennial kingdom. Just those are the ones in pink are the beautiful songs and psalms and wisdom. Those are basically called, it says poetry. I call them wisdom. All right. So then the next ones with the dark gray, those are what you call the major prophets. And the ones in light green are teal are the minor prophets. And this is what I have so excited that the Lord helped me to decode these minor prophets, because they were giving us the beautiful explanation of what was going to happen in our future is that one day we would wake up, we would realize who our enemies were, we would all join together, and we would cast these evildoers out and enter into 1,000 years of peace on earth. All of them told a certain portion of it. And what I was led to believe was that these were all ancient history, and we didn't have to even focus on them. We didn't even read them. And now we realize why they led us away from these books. So basically, those were various prophets who lived really during this time of these bad kings, who would tell them about the evil and that they were going to have to be removed from their land because of evil. But what happened was, it says that they'll be scattered. And then this is what's happened, is we've all been scattered all over the world, but this has been actually for a good purpose, because we're no longer in this little country that is doing this Baal worship. We've been able to go all throughout the world and to fill the world with the knowledge of Christ in every place, the beautiful, sweet savor of Christ in every place. So that's a very quick nutshell, but if you're not familiar with these wonderful prophets, oh, goodness. Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Oh, my goodness. This is Sandy and I were talking about it. We just love reading those now, because they are just such hidden, beautiful nuggets and wisdom and exciting truth about where we're headed as humanity. I was just talking to another lady, and I'm like, we're going to have 1,000 years of peace on earth. This is what the prophets told us. And she's, no, we're leaving. We're escaping out of here. I'm like, well, she's just been brainwashed into thinking that. And so many people have. But if you want to know what's really going to happen, with just like our Lord Jesus said, his kingdom come, his will be done on earth. As it is in heaven, then read this book right here, End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. You can also get the audiobook right here, and you'll just love it. It'll make you so excited. It's like, it's clear as crystal. This is why they wouldn't read it to us. Oh, here's a quick picture of when they went into the captivity in the Judah. Went in the green, went over to Babylon, and then the purple went into Assyria. But what ended up happening, remember King Cyrus, he said, you guys can go. You guys, after about, I don't know, 100 years, he said, you guys can go. The whole world is my kingdom. You can go anywhere you want to in my kingdom. And this is where we, the people moved from place to place. And you can follow them by their heraldry. If you haven't seen that, go to my, again, right here under the video playlist categories, and you can see, just look at the lost tribes of Israel, and you will find out. It's just very exciting. Most of us are the physical progeny. Most of us are the tribe of Israel. Even our presidential emblem is the symbols of the tribe of Manasseh. All right, I think that's everything. I hope that was brief, but explained it more, in so that you realize what the Old Testament really is. And of course, the New Testament is basically the fulfillment of everything, all the promises in Christ, that he is the king of the world. He's the true king who will rule this world with righteousness, and that every eye will see him, that we will all know him from the least to the greatest. And the promises are that he says he will rule, he will dwell with us. And you won't have to say it to someone to know the Lord, because they will all know him. How awesome is that? Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and thank you that your word is perfect. Even when we don't understand it, your word is still perfect, and you have written this all out for us so that we would know what to look forward to in the future and how to be a part of what you're doing on this earth. We thank you and we praise you, and we just love you and so excited that you are the king of the world, and that your plan will stand and nothing can stop what is coming. We're so thankful. We just, Lord, protect us. Lord, keep us strong. Keep us in the fight. Keep us we're financially stable and physically stable and mentally stable, so that we can and strong and more than conquerors and these champions, so that we can be in this great fight with you. How epic it is! I just pray your peace and your joy and your love and your comfort over everyone who's listening. I pray for Brideon, that you just continue to strengthen them in this great fight. And we just love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you guys. I did perfect timing today. I could do that. I love you guys. I will see you next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central on BrighteyOn.tv.